the bank and already are pointing to our beautiful flags and pennants. Did I mention that during our last stop I had an Egyptian priest at the Temple of Isis marry my dear Puzo and Neva? At least on our trip, which may take 2 years, they can have the joy of being married. There are plenty of days ahead for me to think of ways to present this to Father. Time to put my writing tools in my little chest. Local officials and my cooks are preparing a banquet among a grove of date palms. Oh, its shade is inviting. I see a child waving to me. Another is throwing sweetly scented flowers onto the water. Princess, they are calling. Welcome. We welcome you.
So we've seen the Princess Cleopatra grow over 3 years' time, from a girl into a young woman with the makings of a great queen. She's triumphed over many fears, disappointments, and challenges. She's had her first taste of romance, survived 2 years in a strange new country, and worked hard at preparing to become a leader. Of course, the story of Cleopatra doesn't end with this diary. What do you think happens next? Does she marry Mark Antony? Does she have children? And is she able to keep Egypt out of the Romans' hands? To find out, listen to the epilogue. An epilogue gives the reader or audience more information, missing details, or the end of the story. Let's continue reading where we left off. We are about to start the epilogue on page 177.